This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's the final hour of a loaded Thursday show, and we're already being unprofessional radio-wise and laughing in the commercial break because we have the bodyguard from Breaking Bad, what's left of him, Lavelle Crawford, Arlington Improv.
Looking like Shamar Moore.
On Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We'll get to that in a second, but what were you just laughing at?
He's wearing the whitest outfit in history.
The lightest?
The whitest.
The whitest.
He's got a St. Louis Blues hockey jersey on.
Old
and
school.
And a St. Louis Cardinals hat. Hey. Baseball and hockey, the whitest things out there.
All you're missing is like NASCAR shorts.
I have them on. Yeah. They have skid marks in them. Hello!
So are you a hockey fan?
Oh, man, yeah. I was trying to tell them, you know, I was an underprivileged kid, so we did come down to community center. We got free tickets to go see the Blues. And I thought it was great, man. And, you know, they're going around the ice real fast. But when I seen them jumping over each other, beating the hell out of each other, I was like, that ain't for me. I mean, you know, it's going to turn into something else. You start whooping my butt. I start reminding me of the guys getting these nice Camaros and dating hot chicks, and I'm broke riding the bus.
So can you tell us about the Stars at all?
Who, the Stars?
Yeah.
They ain't doing nothing for me. I ain't doing any question. They know they're not even there. They better than the Cowboys, though. How about them Cowboys?
Hey, but the Cowboys are better than your football team.
Yes, we don't have one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only way you can say that. But our team is doing well, transcending in Los Angeles. We loaned them to the Rams to L.A., so they're doing very well right now.
Does it make you bitter to watch the L.A. Rams?
I don't even watch them. I hate that.
I'm mad. So who do you root for now?
I'm still a Denver Bronco fan forever, though they stink right now. I've been a Bronco fan since, you know, Elway.
But you must look at that Stan Kroenke mustache like I do and just want to rip it off his face.
Oh, man, that's nasty.
Probably like old Marlboro Lights all smoked up in there.
All dead, like a picture of Bo Derek from the movie 10.
Bo Derek, that's a good reference.
What a reference.
I like it.
BJ the Bear Monkey falls out, his skeleton falls out of there.
I may use some of this at noon today.
Hey, so our boss just in the hallway came up to us. I was in there getting some coffee and said, "What happened downstairs with Lavelle Crawford? What just happened downstairs here at the CBS building or Intercom, whatever we are?"
Did your boss really do that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was nothing I had to do. He has one of his rude employees come up. Now, the security guard, it was cool. Now, she's a good girl. She's a fan. She came up, you know, black folks, that's how we introduce it. We don't never just hug. Hey, I love your girl. We got to go, who are you? What you doing here? What you doing in the y'all know who he is? She got to give me this old grandiose introduction, but it was a lady with her. I don't know who.
Okay, so it wasn't the security guard.
No.
All right, it was another girl downstairs.
She claims she's the manager of the building.
Oh.
And I said, well, you need to get on your job because we still at the bottom and the elevators are not working. So I was trying to manage your building.
So what was the back?
Wow. Is a snort normal?
Is the snort normal, man.
Snort's normal?
Yeah, so, you got a big nose. I'm sure you
snort. What nose is this thing for?
You got a little toucan Sam going on.
Lavelle, who's got a bigger nose between Roy?
We'll do that to me.
Roy right here.
This guy.
Roy, Jamie Blondie. Kennedy. Or Choppy.
Oh, Choppy got the nose.
All right.
Choppy, you got the ham of noses. You got a nose.
I do.
You got a nose there. Your nose can partake as a private part almost.
He uses it that way, to be honest with you.
I could smoke a cigarette in the rain with no hands.
Yeah, you're right. It keeps the wind. Off of you. You can light a match.
So what else happened downstairs with the back and forth?
Well, I was really no back and forth. You know, she kept on saying, well, I don't know who he is. But everybody, he coming up. Hey, Lavelle. My man.
Lucius
came up. Lucius said, hey, Lavelle. All of a sudden, everybody taking pictures, but you're like, I don't know who it is.
Everybody's saying his first name. She's still asking, what's his name? Who's
he's
that?
A comedian. I don't know who he is. And she kept saying it, and I wasn't even paying her no mind. I was talking to my man here. We were just talking. And she kept saying, oh, I don't know who he is. And I said, you know, that's just real rude that you keep on saying, you know, okay, we know you don't know. You don't know a lot of things. You don't know fashion. I mean, but you're so-called the manager of the building. Nobody knows who the hell. Nobody introduced you. Nobody really respects you because the security guard walked around you
like
you weren't even important.
Hey, do you know the girl, Roy?
I had no idea who it was.
All right, we need to fake fire her. let's get the recorder and let's go downstairs and say, we heard there was a disturbance between you and the improv comic, and let's fake fire. Would you be down? Would it be funny if we did that?
Hey, man, I laughed. I don't know if I can keep a straight face.
We'll do it. We'll do it and send it to you.
Oh, man, that would be so hilarious. You'll do it because you got that like fire face.
Choppy?
Fire face?
Yeah, you look like you could fire somebody and just walk away like that's what it is.
Be heartless, you mean?
No. Yeah. I am heartless, but I'm a...
He's soft.
I'm a kitty cat.
Push over.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you could be an actor heartless.
I could be an actor. I could be a great actor.
Yeah, I think you could be a jerk off like on a
well,
movie.
I mean, I'll do that today in like 3 hours.
Jeez,
Troy, hit the dumb button.
I can act. No, acting. I'm gonna be acting. Oh. I have 3 hours. I can start acting.
This just in. Russell Simmons is stepping down from his companies after sexual misconduct allegations.
Really?
This from NBC News. Quote, I will step aside and commit myself to continuing my personal growth, spiritual learning, and above all, to listening.
Well, wasn't he having a little personal growth when he was sexually arrested?
Oh,
hey, man, what's that? Whoa.
Thank y'all, God bless.
Thank God, everybody.
Thank y'all, God bless.
Now, what is going on with all of your Hollywood buddies?
Man,
what
is going on? Ain't none of my buddies, but I'm nervous, man. I that lady might get me downstairs.
Well, stop.
You know, I wasn't even saying nothing to her. I'm like, yeah, I would have a case, Your Honor. I would never harass a woman in a TJ Maxx dress. I'm sorry.
What?
That dress is so she's not dressed quality enough for me to
Ross, Kohl's,
Marshalls, doesn't matter. TJ Maxx.
Yeah, it got to be a sexy TJ.
Burlington Coat Factory.
Of these harassment stories surprised you the most?
I mean, Russell Simmons and Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer and Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Cosby, now, if he did anything, because he's blind, which he's smart. He went blind just right when the court case came. Genius.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? He's genius. He just, like, lost his sight. That's what you do. That's what you do. I don't see anybody. I don't see nobody. I don't recognize anybody. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Sosa not remembering English.
Yeah, no, he didn't remember English.
Yeah, that's funny about that, man. He don't even remember that he was really dark brown.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't remember that.
He was like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. I was like, when did he become one of the trolls?
I know.
He looked just like a troll. I mean, it was scary when I saw him. I'm like, man, were you stung by a bee?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's going on? Were you burnt and they just peeled off all the dead skin?
Yo, y'all have to see a picture. Sammy Sosa is even whiter now.
Man.
He's so white, he would wear Lavelle's outfit.
But it'd be all Chicago, Blackhawks.
Yeah, it would.
White Sox.
Right, the White Sox.
He just chose the White Sox because I had white in it.
Man, this ain't a white outfit. This is a support outfit. Plus, I'm 49. I'm almost 50. So my color and my age don't even transcend anymore. I can wear what I want when you're about 50.
All right, man.
That's why you got hockey and baseball going today.
I can wear what I want. When you're young, you got to worry about your blackness and everything. Nah, I'm like, I'm grown. I wear socks with sandals. I don't even match. I may wear Adidas and Adidas shoes and a Nike jogging suit. I don't care.
You gave up.
Not really. It's just I'm grown. I can afford everything. These kids nowadays, they got to match because they don't know they're going to get it again.
All right, let's get to the main story. What the hell happened to you? Where? Congratulations.
Where's the rest of you?
Where's the rest of you?
I gave it to Choppy's nose.
Come on. This is cold-blooded.
All right, now people.
This is murder. This is capital murder right here. Yeah. This is first degree.
This is love,
This
baby.
Ain't manslaughter. This is first degree murder.
I want y'all to think of the bodyguard in Breaking Bad laying down on all the money.
Yeah.
Lavelle Crawford, what were you at? How did you lose it, and where are you now with the weight loss, man?
I was about 558 pounds before I lost.
No.
I lost about 160 something.
Wow. How'd you do it?
Well, you know, I gave up sugar for a while, okay. And I did that for a while, like 3 months. It's almost like giving up heroin, man. I swear. Like,
was that okay. Your weakness, sugar?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I was a diabetic, so you know, when you're diabetic,
you were a diabetic.
Sugar,
real weakness.
Yeah. When you're fat, you're a diabetic. No, automatically, you get a card, a magazine, whole thing. They get shoes.
Send you a membership card.
Yeah. You said you was. Does that mean it went away?
What?
Diabetes.
Oh, yeah. No,
it went away?
It went away when I lost the weight.
Is that even possible?
Yeah. Yes.
It is?
It's terrible. Yeah. It is terrible.
Wow.
Especially if it's weight related. Yeah, man. I check my blood sugar. I would eat, this I know, because I would eat something sweet, you know, like some candy or something like that, that would raise your sugar. And mine would go up to maybe like 130 and higher, because you can go all the way up to 100, and the top is 180. You don't get past 180. But then I go back and test it again, it's back down to like 75, going down to like 45. So it's basically I'm basically in top health and diabetes. I don't have it no more.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
You know, because I used to get it so bad, dude, man. I mean, when I wouldn't give enough sugar, I'd have some butter pecan with a brownie, and then I'd have, like, you know, a nice sweet iced tea, all this powdered on the sugar, and my body wasn't breaking it down properly. And then I would get these swells in my back that would turn into sores. They would start leaking all this like sap out of my back, like a maple syrup. I was like a maple tree for like 3 weeks.
A maple tree.
God, I just vomited. I just literally threw up here.
Maple tree. Could you smell that back sweat and maple syrup just running down my back? Here's a little log cabin foot.
Lavelle Crawford, Arlington Improv. God. Get the tickets for now and this weekend.
Hey, I want to ask you, because I'm such a huge fan of the show. Right. Obviously, many people know you as Huel from Breaking Bad.
Right.
You had an appearance on the most recent season of Better Call Saul.
Yes.
It was a small one.
Mm-hmm.
The third season's coming around here pretty soon.
Yeah, it got me on hold.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to break for us as far as...
I don't know nothing.
Okay.
Your
involvement?
I'm going to be involved. That's all I can tell. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be involved. That's all I know. They got me on hold. So, I mean, you know, they just told me to pin some dates. So that's all I can tell you.
And I read a story earlier this year. They tried to get you in a fat suit.
Yeah, man. It was going
crazy. How did that go?
It didn't work at all, because it looked crazy, because even though, you know, you put the fat suit on my body, it couldn't make my neck and head the same way. So I walked around looking like, you know, Wimpy from Popeye. And, you know, it looked crazy, but they had already filmed most of my scenes. So by the time they did, it was like, man, it's too late. It's too late to do it like that. I don't know if they did it just to be a jerk, just to play with me.
How much voiceover work have you done? Because you need to be the main voice.
The music Nick's booger guy on. That's who I should
any
be.
Any voice.
Yes, you need to be that dude, the booger.
How have you not pitched that, man? Your agent should be on that.
Well, they got TJ Miller doing it, man. He's funny, though. He sounds great. He sounds like a nasal guy.
Anything else you want to pitch or plug?
My special, Home for the Holidays, is coming out. They're putting it out. You can get it on download on iTunes. It has extras. I did it on Showtime. It's hilarious, man. It's a new special that I just shot. I shot back here in August. And they playing it all holiday long, man. I'm doing all the holidays from a Lavelle Crawford perspective.
Favorite Christmas song?
I like I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, because I think it's racist, but I love the song.
What was it?
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
It's racist?
Yes, because, you know, why black mamas got to kiss Santa Claus to get their kids some gifts? White mamas can just come down and they get gifts all day, but black mamas got to give up a little sugar.
So you don't like
They got to give up a little sugar. Yeah. What's going on? How's Santa Claus forcing my mama? I've got cookies down there, but you going to kiss my mama too?
Lavelle Crawford in studio, Arlington Improv. Always a blast having you. And
thank you,
congratulations,
man.
And keep killing it.
I'm going to try not to be so conflicted downstairs.
I know. We're going
to
get her fired.
we're getting her out of here.
We're getting her out of here.
If she manages this building, she's gone.
We're getting her and all her Marshalls and TJ Maxx outfits out of here. All we don't even have to get her fired. All we have to do is record saying Lavelle was making fun of her outfits, and she'll start crying right there. Although, we'll be in the news like Russell Simmons now. Thank you, man.
Yeah. You're awesome. Gonna be in the news.
Lavelle Crawford, get the tickets. Arlington Improv on DFW Sports Station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.